Time now for your letters. Last Saturday, we spoke with environmentalist Stuart Brand about the Obama administration's support of nuclear energy. Mr. Brand said he also supports nuclear power. Naomi Franklin of Salt Lake City, Utah, says regrets to Scott Simon for his half-sided conversation with Stuart Brand. Yes, nuclear energy is an efficient energy source, low in CO2 emissions, and productive. For me, however, the hazard of nuclear is the unending, insidious radioactivity so hazardous to human health. The more we extract uranium from the earth, the more we're exposed to its long-lived cancer-generating impacts. Turco Sims of Atascadero, California, writes, even if we were to ignore the safety issues, nuclear pollution is nuclear proliferation. The financial costs of nuclear power make it a non-starter. Take away governmental support and direct investment, interest-free loans, tax incentives, insurance, and indirect support, and it cannot compete on the open market. By the way, I live near a nuclear power plant, and the only ones who appreciate having it as a neighbor are the folks that work there. But David Passage of Washington, D.C. says Brand is absolutely right. Nuclear power is the only realistic alternative to coal for large-scale electricity generation. And this from Jim Foster of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Like Mr. Brand, I'm a dedicated environmentalist, but I've grown tired with the almost religious absolutism of the environmental movement. Nuclear is not a magic bullet, but it is surely part of the solution to weaning our planet from its addiction to fossil fuels. Finally, a couple of letters in response to my essay last week about Kevin Smith, the plus-sized film director, was ordered off a Southwest Airlines plane for being too big for his seat. Marianne Finley of Boulder, Colorado, who's 5'3" tall, writes, I have been sat on, sweat on, and otherwise been made uncomfortable for hours. The last time I flew, I put down the arm and refused to allow it to be put back up. I paid for a whole seat, and I should not have to give up part of it because others do not fit. My comfort matters, too. And Tish Parmalee of San Francisco wrote on our website, I'm fat enough to require two seats, so I am reacting for my own bias. Is there really no way to create a few seats that accommodate fat people in the same way we accommodate the needs of the handicapped? Do I have a right to comfort and access? I am a fat woman who wants the fullness of my humanity to be reflected upon, as often my size is hated. We want to hear from you. We welcome your thoughts. You can come to npr.org and click on Contact Us. You can also reach us on Facebook, facebook.com/NPR Weekend, and on Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word. And I'm NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.